FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 2/27/18. And as always, please participate. Write us. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. So, hey, Captain Capitalism, a.k.a. Aaron Clary, back with us now with some sage financial savior advice. Aaron, welcome back. It's been a while.
Hey, Kerry, how you doing?
All is well. So let's talk about you. What's going on here with you? Any new books in the hopper right now?
No, I'm too busy retiring, essentially. I've been picking up golf and vacationing or wintering down in Vegas, and then just keeping up with A-hole consulting and just writing blog posts and all that. So fortunately, unfortunately, everything's so busy that I don't have any new books. Got plenty of book ideas, but just not the time to write them.
Hey, so what's with the A-hole consulting? How are we doing there?
Oh, that's going gangbusters. Accounts for about a third of my day now.
Really?
So I got to wake up and that's good. It's good. And unfortunately there's no creative element to it. You know, I enjoy kind of writing books here and there. It gives you a task, something new to exercise your mind on, but you got to go where the money is and people are paying cash front and center. And so, that's risk-free. So you pursue that first.
Hey, so in the Obama years, you had a bumper crop of a-holes. You know, they just kept making more and more of them. So these are great times for a-hole consulting. You got an unlimited audience. The only thing you've got limited is your time to basically work with your market.
Right. And thank God the millennials and Gen Zers are coming online, because I don't think I'm ever running out of clients until I'm dead.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was just watching a video of yours where you advise parents not to pay their children's college tuition.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem. I got a lot of baby boomer clients now who, I don't know if they missed out on fourth grade math or what, but they decided to pay little. We're not talking little anymore. Baby boomers, their kids are my age, maybe in their 30s, and they quote, are finally paying off their children's students loans for doctorates in philosophy, art, history, whatever. And then they're like, now it's time to get serious about retirement. I looked at them, I'm like, you're 62. You're going to work till you're dead. You're going to have to reverse mortgage your house. And you look at them like, you don't even have 20% equity in your house. And so it's become very exasperating. And so I've learned that these past 20 years, I shouldn't have been trying to sell people truth. I should have been selling them lies, because it's just so much more profitable. And so when I try and tell them, you know, hey, you're not going to be able to retire until essentially you're dead, I try to put it in more polite terms than that. But I get a little bit of a backlash, and people don't like it when I tell them that.
Yeah, well, you want to make enemies, just tell people the truth, what they don't want to hear, and you will be getting blowback for sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I think the future, not for anyone of your listeners are, but if people are interested in making money, and I hate to sound so cynical and dark, but I've been, sitting there on the golf course pondering the meaning of life and how should I blah, 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 money. Going forward, I have some good ideas, but then I also have had some ideas that are essentially, if people are going to reward you for lies and punish you for telling them the truth, I'm like, I no longer have any morality about it. I've absolved myself of morality. If you are going to punish me, lecture me, hate me for telling you the truth, but you're going to reward me for telling you lies, I think the morality is upon you for being so foolish to believe that. And going forward, I have a couple ideas. Can't mention them here because, again, I don't like giving away my business ideas. But I'm going into the lie market. I'm telling people lies. I want to be Oprah. I want to lie to millions of women and make billions of dollars and be rewarded wealth in the process.
Well, that's a fair, that's an honest profession, telling lies, right?
Hey, Democrats make money off of it since, 60, 70, ever since the Great Society. They've been making money off of it, and not just the Democrats, but you look at media, you look at the fashion magazines or the, Glamour and Vogue or People. You look at pretty much, gosh almighty, you take government out of it, 60% of the private sector GDP It's all selling lies. And of course, you know, there's the morality aspect of it. But I just, you know, you've been in the realm of trying to tell people the truth and explain people the realities of economics and precious metals and inflation and central banking. And certainly your audience is intellectually honest and moral, and they'd like to know. But imagine if you put the exact same effort into selling people whatever variable annuities, or yeah. You know, you ran as a Democrat and said, "I'm going to give you free stuff. Just vote for me." How much easier it would be for us?
Oh yeah, much easier. It'd be so simple. It definitely would be. I mean.
Right. Or you didn't become a lawyer. What if you became a professor and charged kids $300 a credit, you know, to tell them what they wanted to hear before you dumped them out into the real world?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the old thing from A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth. And the more you go on, the more you wonder if he was really onto something. So,
And in the olden days, when there was a bit more morality and ethical standards to your average American, you know, in the 40s and 50s, you know, that wouldn't have flown. Sir, you'd get you'd dupe some rubes and yokels into forking over the cash. You know, there's a sucker born every minute. But if you look at how much we propagandize and brainwash kids, K through college, not even K through 12, K through college, and they come out with just this skewed, not to mention completely wrong view of the world. Not to mention this holier-than-thou, sanctimonious type of thing. And this is my generation now. This is it started back in the 70s and the 80s. Oh, yeah. Now they're full-grown adults. They want to believe in all this other. Fine. Sell them the lies. Yeah. Girls, you can freeze your eggs at 40 and start having kids at 60, and there's going to be no medical complications, whatever. You don't need a husband. You just need a government check. And boys, you don't have to hit the gym. You just be a nice, sensitive 90s guy, and the girls will love you for you.
You mean they won't? Doesn't work that way. Sure.
No, I don't know if you know. I don't know if you noticed, Terry. You and I might know that lesson better than most.
Yeah. Oh, God. My illusions are finally shattered here, Aaron. I shattered them.
I'm sorry.
But you do see, like, God, people, you know, are living in a state of unreality. Right. I mean, they don't really know what is happening. They don't care what's happening. They don't have a clue.
No.
So,
and you can look at it. The most accurate economic measure of that, I would have to say, is debt. And we could talk about government debt to GDP, but particularly how individual Americans behave, household debt to GDP.
Right.
That is basically you're lying to yourself about what kind of life you want to lead versus what you're capable of delivering economically. And I'd have to pull the more recent figures, but I'm sure we're back up above 2006, 2007 levels of household debt to GDP, where people just want to live one lifestyle, but they only want to work for another. And all I'm saying is when we are talking trillions of dollars, multiple trillions of dollars, why not get in on that market?
Yeah.
Why not capitalize on it? Especially because I got about 35 years left on this planet based on life expectancy. You're what, 2-3 years older than me? 45, 46,
I think
right?
I probably got about 20 left, thereabouts.
Okay, 20 years left. Right. Why work hard? Why try hard? Let's just, you know, fine. Sell them what they want. Here's your fat fried ice cream, and yeah, it's healthy for you. And yeah, you know, he's going to love you for you and your personality, yeah, whatever you people want to hear.
Of course.
Here it is. Just give me those greenbacks.
You almost sound a little bit cynical, Aaron.
Well, after a while you do, you know, it wasn't easy, you know, because we did it what we were told. Oh, go to school, get good grades. And the promises that were made to my generation and successive generations, perhaps even yours, the payoff was never there. And then you had to go wandering through the desert to figure out how the real world works. And when you see how corrupt it is and how shallow people are, you almost have this vengeance. I won't lie. There's kind of like this punishing aspect I have to it where, yeah, okay, you know what? I tried doing it right. All I got was guff, yelled at. Heck, I've lost contracts. I've been fired. You know my experiences going through the housing bubble and banking while I was trying to warn people about the housing bubble. They didn't want to listen. I got disciplined and all that. It's like, all right, fine. You want it? I'm going to give it to you in spades. And so, you know, it could be something as innocent. I what was the snowflake of the avalanche? You know, kind of it made the light bulb go out. Go on. Mm-hmm. It was my girlfriend likes watching the Harlequin romance shows.
Sure.
What's it called? The Hallmark Channel.
Right.
And they had, yeah, they had these movies. I'm not joking, Kerry. They have Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas 2.
I know.
Right?
Of course.
And yeah, Under I love the Mistletoe.
I love them. Oh, now, that's the best.
Right. Okay. There's someone charming and stupid, but yeah. Okay, here's a book on economics that will save the entire U.S. economy. That makes Bupkis compared to Under the Mistletoe 2. And you got to look at, like, how am I going to spend my time? I guess I got a great book right now, Kerry. I got a great book idea. It involves a surgeon and investment banker, because you see, the girl always, there's its formulaic. There's always an investment banker or a surgeon or a cowboy or an astronaut. And the girl has to choose between the two. And they're both charming and loving. And one's got a good heart, but she doesn't see. And it's like, okay, I can write another economic treatise. I could write another, was it Opus Magnum? I could write another great philosophical piece on economics that would advance society and get paid maybe $100,000. Or I just write rank left, or not leftist, Harlequin romance slop and get a couple million out of the Hallmark Channel.
I think it sounds pretty good to me.
Right.
I like the concept. I think you're onto something. Well, I'm writing a book called The Boss of the HOA, and it's about this guy who's in witness protection, and he moves down to Florida, and he moves into like an HOA community and proceeds to turn it into his own personal crime enterprise. And he's stashed all of his money in Bitcoin. He's made a deal with the government to give up all his money, but of course he had a few digital wallets that Uncle Sam didn't know about.
Right.
Yeah. So
that beats economics any day. Then people, and that's not even amoral. That just sounds like a great strip. Heck, that sounds like a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, like they're having a problem with ne'er-do-wells in the neighborhood, like breaking into cars and stuff. So he waits out there at like 2 a.m. with a baseball bat and proceeds to beat the living daylights out of 3 of them and says, "You tell everybody I run this place now. You come back, you're all dead." It's a lot of fun. I never wrote a novel before, you know?
Oh, you read it or are you writing it?
I'm writing it. This is my baby.
Oh, you're writing it?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. When is it? How far along are you?
I'm about 3% through.
Oh, all right.
And of course, we'll he's in
2027.
Yeah, I'm figuring in 7 years it'll be done. Now, it took me like a day to write the first 3%. I just haven't gotten back to it yet. I've been a little preoccupied, but I'm going to get back to it in the next week or so and really start doing it, you know, really get it.
Well, don't tell anybody any more details. That's enough of a sampler to pique most people's interest.
Yeah. So you see a movie in this for me?
I don't, because it's not a remake and it's original and it sounds good. They're just going to redo the Goonies. Yeah. They're going to come out with Ghostbusters 17, Fast and Furious 27. No, that's too good of a movie for Hollywood. They're not going to make it.
Yeah, you know what? It's too good for them. I wouldn't even give it to them if they offered me $1 million. Well, maybe then. It's so funny, though. You know, I really, it's just fun, you know. You know, the creative process. So lying is a form of creativity, right?
Yeah, that's storytelling. Lying to purposely take advantage of other people when there's a cost in the other end, that requires a bit of cynicism and misanthropy that I think I've crossed that line. But writing a good, innocent, old school retirement mafioso book, that's something I'd really enjoy that one.
Well, maybe we should write it together, man.
No, you know, they're two captains sink a ship.
You've got a
great idea there. Maybe if you can write me in like a little cameo appearance, like some crazy guy from Minnesota comes in on his motorcycle and then he leaves after something.
I know just the character. I know just where to put you.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know, it's just amazing out there. But there are a certain portion of the population that really do want to know the truth, what's happening, and they want to make something of their lives, and they want their kids to be winners, not losers, right?
Right.
So
then you tell your loved ones the truth, or you tell people that listen or care, you care about, or intellectually honest and moral people the truth. But when it comes to leftists and and it just rank sheep. I understand there's a difference between people who just, you know, the followers, but it's the arrogant average that gets me, where, you know, oh, I got the right brand name jeans, or I got these grills, or I got this type of car. The people that borrow money because they can't afford a Range Rover, but they got to keep up those appearances. I mean, there's another perfect example of lying, like, hey, you can drive this Range Rover. You don't own it, but you can drive it. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. Very true. Couldn't agree with you more. Well, hey, you know, that's human nature. It's kind of always been this way, or certainly it has been since the modern media took over and explained to people what they should be thinking. That guy, the sheriff of Broward County, which is one county south of where I am in Palm Beach County, he said in a quote from another instance, well, the lion doesn't have to explain to the sheep. And that's the way the government looks at you and me, as sheeple, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, again, not to keep picking on the Democrats, the Republicans got, you know, they got their dupes that they dupe all the time, too. But if you want to look at just the epitome of the lion devouring the sheep, and the sheep just lining up to get devoured, look at the racial, gender, and ethnic, and any other way the Democrats have divided to conquer us. Those various groups of people just line up to get screwed over by the Democrats. And there they are sitting in garbage holes like Baltimore, Detroit, Compton, Oakland, pick your place. And they're like, oh, yep, the Democrats really care about us. It's like you've had Democrats in your municipality, in your city council for 5 decades, sometimes 6 decades, and you're still going to vote for them. And, you know, again, it's an issue of life expectancy, too. Do I want to bang my head against the wall like I have for the first 2/3 of my life? Or do I want to make the last third of my life a little bit easier and profitable?
Good question. And yeah, it's enough to drive a sane person totally nuts, for sure. Well, so is this like are we looking for a sequel here of Enjoy the Decline?
No, that's been written. That's been done. I'm not joking. I do have a great Harlequin romance novel written up. It's not going to be, you can't write. It's not salacious. It's not rated X. It's rated G, frankly. But it's cute. It plays on all that. And that's one of the less nefarious things I got. but I have other things that are kind of just rank and file evil, where I'm going to take a group of, I can't say which group of people, but it's a large contingent that the Democrats lie to. And I'm going to lie to them better than the Democrats have ever lied to them, playing on their emotions, playing on their psychology. And I guarantee you, for the a little amount of economic research I'm going to have to do, and the ease by which I can go ahead and put together this book, the amount of time investment I would have into it versus the rate of return that's potential, I think it's going to be a very high ROA.
All right. Well, that's what we're looking for. Anyways, find Aaron's work over at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. And hey, where's your YouTube channel? You've been pretty active there, podcasts, etc.
Yeah, just, you know, yeah, as you know, fair warning to your audience, because they're more polite than I am. There's a lot of cursing and swearing, but you can look up Aaron Clary on YouTube. You'll find my channel, and that's usually where I do all my video consulting for my clients, over at aholeconsulting.com. And it is not spelled A-hole Consulting. It's spelled the way you think it is. But you can find me there, and then at my blog, Captain Capitalism.
All right, Dave, got any questions, comments for Aaron, or you're interested in A-hole Consulting, just send us an email, kl@carrielutz.com, Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz, and the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Aaron, thanks for coming on. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.